And by the way, Nora, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my, did you say we're doing it on Monday, too?
I said Andrew might not be. Depends on Andrew's tongue. If he can't make it on Monday, can we drag you back in?
Let's count him out. Okay. I got a very, yeah. I got a very, you know, email from him that said, just don't take my job. And I said, watch me.
So. That's the most Andrew. That is the most Andrew sweet. Email. That's, oh, it's not sweet.
Oh, yeah. He said.
He's a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
Exactly. It's Walsh. I just wanted to thank you again for filling in for me today. I can't wait to hear your show with Luke. Do me a small favor, though, and don't be too good. I still need a job. For real, thanks so much. Tonight, I'm going to sneak in your room and kick your ass.
No, you see, I'm going to sneak in your room and kick your ass. Let me tell you a little bit about your friend and mine, Andrew Walsh. So I had like one job yesterday, pretty much, which was somehow try to get the episode of TBTL onto the internet. Like, whether it was a rerun or me talking or whatever. And so I recorded it. And like Andrew has been prepping me for a minimum of 2 weeks about the process of putting the show on the internet. And it's in a way pretty complicated, but also in a way not that complicated. And it's something he does every single day. And he gave me so much heads up. He would send me these emails. He would walk me through it. He would like draw arrows, like Photoshop arrows into things. Like you do it here and then here. He could not have spoon fed me this information. And yesterday I completely and totally shit the bed at trying to post the show. Could not figure it out. He's like in a medicated state on his computer doing it for me. And then his response, and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. And his response was, oh, you know what? He goes, actually, I like knowing that no matter how bad I get at podcasting, you can never fire me because I'll have to do at least this part. That was his takeaway.